The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Another exciting edition of the Bowers Law Talk right here on WHGM Gold. We are here, as you might have seen, or as I talked about last week, with a special guest, a friend of mine, and possibly a friend of yours, and if not, maybe you should be a friend of yours, Steve Simmons, who is an insurance agent here, and he's got offices in both Harford and Cecil County. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Joe Beth. Thanks for having me, man. This is great.
Thanks for being here. So, Steve, as I kind of alluded to in the past and have let people know online, the real thing I want to kind of talk to you about is why it's important to have a relationship with your insurance agent, because I don't think that a lot of people in this day and age necessarily do. Some do, some don't, but a lot of people are buying policies online. If anybody's listened to the past shows, you know that I'm adamantly against that. But talk to me a little bit about what your office is and what it means to your clients to have that relationship with you.
Well, you as an attorney know as good as anybody the benefits of having someone look out for you, right? So as an insurance agent, I always kind of joke around with my customers and I say, other than your mortgage and your car payment, your insurance is probably your third biggest bill, right? So you're paying us more than you pay your doctor or your dentist. And so you deserve to have somebody who knows you and knows your specific situation to look out for you and build coverage specifically for you. I mean, yeah, you might save a few bucks saving, 15 minutes or less, but at the same time, you're just a number to that person. So what we like to do in my office and what I implore all of your listeners to do is develop a relationship with one office full of people. It doesn't have to be one person. It could be four or five people who know you, know what you're about, know what your exposures are, know what your risks are, and can help build an insurance plan that's going to prepare you. The number one thing I like to tell my customers and everybody out there is the only time you don't want a surprise is at claim time. You want to know exactly how your policy is going to work when you need it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. And I need, you mentioned the saving 15% or whatever it is. I mean, there's not even a person on the other side of that. I mean, there's whoever you get in that call center, but the moment you hang up that phone, that's over. Like, whoever answers that phone at whatever, insurance company that is, they're going to get your information and say, here's how I save you money. As I've been told, they don't explain anything to you. And if you talk to Bill today and you call next week, it's going to be Susan or Tom or whoever, with your office or any insurance agency office where you actually have an agency, you've got people that are the same people. I mean, if they call your office and talk to one of your people and call back next week, it's going to be that same crew of people.
And yeah, that relationship really helps us as insurance agents have ownership of that conversation and ownership of those recommendations, right? Like, it's not just about casting a net of really low rate to try to dupe some people in. Whatever recommendations I make to you out there in listener land, I'm going to have to own those recommendations come claim time, So to your point, yeah, it helps add some accountability to the insurance agent and agency, which I think is the healthy aspect of a customer agent relationship.
Yeah. So you mentioned lower rates, and I want to bring that up because for those who don't understand out there how insurance agents work, there's basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's really two different types of agents that you can get. And I mean real agents, not buying something online. You've got independent agents who have the ability to sell a myriad of different insurance companies, and then captive agents like you. And you're a captive agent for State Farm. The reason I want to bring up these rates is that you guys just have historically dropped your insurance rates, correct?
Yeah, we've done a lot as a company at State Farm, mostly related to our company's pandemic response. So what happened back in March and April when everybody stayed home was, as you might imagine, nobody was having any accidents, right? The roads were empty and people were not going to their offices. They were working from home. And so what happened with State Farm and all the major carriers is that what we anticipated paying out in claims was drastically lower than what we actually, what we anticipated was drastically more than what we actually paid out. So at State Farm, as a mutual company, which means we're not owned by stock, we don't have to pay back dividends to any of our stockholders. What we decided to do was say, we're going to give $4 billion with a B back to our customers. And we're going to divide that into two parts. The first $2 billion we're actually giving back as a refund. So if you're listening to this and you're a State Farm customer and you have been since March, you've gotten a refund on your automobile insurance. The other $2 billion came in the future in the form of rate decreases. So most states had averaged about 14%. If you're a State Farm customer, it might have been a little bit more, a little bit less. But we moved rates down 14%, anticipating people continuing to drive a little bit less. Kids maybe learning virtually and not going to school. People working from home, maybe a few days a week. So we have historic reaction to the pandemic in the form of low rates. And so as a captive agent for State Farm, I'm really, really proud of what we've done. And also, since you're talking about rates, one of the things that people think sometimes is that an agent is somehow going to cost you more. And it's not. I put my rates up against any listeners right now, especially, I don't know, for a lot of top companies, but if you've got USAA or Allstate, gosh, give me a call. But I know that's not what we're here for, so maybe we'll talk about that later.
No, but it's certainly relevant. And ultimately, the purpose of me doing this show is to try to give listeners out there as much information as they possibly can, help people out, whether it be a little tidbit of information about a certain type of coverage to have or how to handle a situation, or if it is how you guys compare to other companies, which is important because and one thing that I tell all of my clients when it comes to shopping insurance rates is that it's an ever-changing landscape. If we were to have had this conversation 3 years ago, let's say, you and I, if we would have done this, Allstate would not have been on your list of people to say, hey, if you've got them, come talk to me. It would have been the other way around, like 3-4 years ago. And absolutely. I mean, I remember that, you know, in networking with Allstate agents, they were like, send me anybody State Farm you got, because they would drool at it because at that time their rates were, you know, quite competitive. So
it's a great point, if you don't mind me jumping in.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to your original point about the relationship with the agent. And so a lot of phenomenal agents that I know are independents, a lot of phenomenal Allstate agents, Nationwide agents, State Farm agents. The key is have a relationship with somebody you know, because to your point, if you look at a 36-month rolling window, I'm going to be a little bit more for 18 of those months, and my rates are going to be a little bit less for 18 of those months. But in the end, little pull back at the curtain, most of the insurance companies use the same technology to come up with rates. So over a 3-year period, they're going to be identical. So don't always chase the best rate. If you've got one of the major carriers, you're going to be fine. Just really work on that relationship that you have with an agent, because they're the ones that are going to be looking out for you more than kind of chasing that 15 or 20 bucks a month or whatever you might save or pay more or whatever each month.
That's really good information. So look, we got to take a quick little break here. We're going to come back. We've got our Florida Man segment, and we're going to put a little twist on the Florida Man segment going into future weeks. That's going to give you an opportunity to win gift cards for a local business. We will get to that after the break. And then I really want to talk to you, Steve, about the way some of these companies, especially the online ones that you see a lot, and the whole saving 30% or 15%, some of the tricks that they try to pull and things to avoid and make sure aren't happening with your policy when we come back. Again, this is Bowers Law Talk here on WHGM Gold. We will be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Attorney Bowers on WHGM Gold and Bowers Law Talk. It is time to get to this week's Florida Man, which is going to be, and we'll get to it in a second, the last time that I picked the Florida Man for quite some time. This week, I've got an interesting one for you. This one goes back a couple of years to a Florida man accused of forcing an alligator to drink beer. it's crazy. And sometimes you think these headlines are nuts. When you read into the story, it gets even more nuts, because this guy not only fed the beer to this alligator, but the way that he got him to do it, he like coaxed the alligator by letting him bite his arm. And it's like, hey, I got you now, and now I'm going to make you drink this beer. Now, I don't know why anybody would do that, but, you know, they call him Florida Man for a reason. And, I mean, this one here might take the cake. And if this is the last Florida Man that I ever pick, I'm glad to go out with a bang like this. So that's this week's Florida Man. And next week's Florida Man, we're doing something special. You may have already seen on Facebook or at a local establishment in Elkton, if you were in Elkton, that we are looking to give away a $50 gift card to Central Tavern. If you haven't been there, they're on Main Street in Elkton, where the old Lions Pharmacy was years back. These guys do a fantastic happy hour. Their menu is great. We are giving away a $50 gift card. And what we want from you, this is how you enter. You've been listening. You know how we do these Florida Man things. I have been picking them using a date in history that matches today. So that was from, you know, October 10th, a couple years ago. The date rule is off. I want you to go out there. I want you to find the wackiest, the crazy, your favorite Florida Man. And I want you to send it to me. You can either text it to that WHGM Gold hotline. You could do that anytime. They'll get it to me. They're going to know why a Florida Man is being texted in there. That's 410-939-9446. You can email it to my office, info@bowerslawmd.com, info@bowerslawmd.com. You can message me on Facebook Messenger. You've done it before with some of the other giveaways that we've done. You can go to the contact form on BowersLawMD.com. There's literally like 10 different ways to send that message to me. Just send me the link to your favorite Florida Man. If we pick yours to read on the air next week, you're going to be the winner of our $50 gift card. So give us your best Florida Man, and we're gonna mix it up a little bit and do a giveaway next week. So let's have some fun with that. But we are back here with one of my good friends and State Farm agent, Steve Simmons. Steve's got offices, as we said in the early segment, in Aberdeen and in Elkton. So whether you're in Hartford or Cecil County, he and his team can help you out. We talked a little bit about the importance of the relationship in the first segment that you can have with an insurance agent. And really, and I've said this before on previous episodes, but if you haven't tuned in, if you were to go online and get a quote from State Farm for a certain type of coverage and then call Steve's office and get the quote for the same coverage, it's going to be the same. So the point of that is that you get the agent and the agency and the relationship and the guidance and somebody to explain things to you the way a computer can't at no additional charge. Like it's a no brainer. And as you get to know agents and, you know, having a relationship with an insurance agent, they know me, they're connected to me. When things change in my life, they're aware of it. And it may end up being, hey, I saw you gotten engaged. And sometimes seeing that you got engaged means that you bought an expensive ring. And that's not automatically on your insurance policy. And that's the kind of thing that having that relationship with an agent, they can let you know when there might be opportunities that you're in the wind a little bit and that you might want to relook at that policy. So Steve, I want to talk real quick, actually. We haven't talked about how people get in touch with you. If somebody wants to talk to you, if they want to start that relationship, if they need that with an insurance agent and they understand the value there, how does somebody reach out and get that conversation started?
It's real easy. You can give me a call at either of our offices. 410-398-1000 is the number for the Elkton office, and 443-760-3313 goes directly to the Aberdeen office. So 410-398-1000, 443-760-3313 in Harford County.
Fantastic. So easy. And also with everything going on, nobody needs to go into any of those offices to get services from you guys, correct?
No, you can call us. We can do everything over the phone, over email, whatever medium your customers choose is the one that we want to do. So we'll make it as easy for you as possible.
Fantastic. So very easy to do. And we will make sure that, you know, if anybody misses that information, and I'll ask a couple times to make sure you get it out here throughout the course of the show. But if you miss it, just call my office. We'll link you over to Steve. If you're asking for a I can promise you this. If you call my office asking for a State Farm agent, there's only one that we refer you to. And that's Steve's offices, either one of them, depending on where you are. So, yeah, I want to get into, we talked about some of those ways that some of these online insurance companies that don't provide that service try to save people money. And usually what I tell people is this, I said, look, the way a lot of them save you that 15%, that 30% or whatever, is that they gut your insurance coverage. They take really good insurance policies that are really, really going to protect you if you either cause an accident or get injured in an accident. They're going to take away some of those big things. And that's how they're going to try to save you money by selling you less. What are some of the things that you really look for in when you're looking at somebody else's policies, kind of mistakes that might have been made on that path to save a buck that you fix for people?
That's an awesome question. I mean, honestly, this is the part of the show where I was thinking about this question coming up and I didn't want to be a fear monger, for lack of a better term, but really there are truly some horror stories of what we see. If you think about the mechanics of how that online insurance sales work, it's simply someone in a call center who's been tasked with adding as many policies as they can in whatever time, whatever their shift is. And they do that, just like you said, by stripping down the policies. Well, here are some things that we see all the time that customers have no idea. First of all, the most egregious offense is absolutely exceedingly low liability limits. So what does that mean? That means if you hit somebody, what does the insurance company have to pay? Well, there's a lot of incentive for the insurance company to say, hey, we want to carry the lowest possible liability limit for you. So if you hit somebody and it's your fault, we're not going to pay that much. We don't have that much exposure. The second one that I see, and by the way, before we move on, why is that a horror story? Well, if you only have a $30,000 liability limit and you hit $100,000 Mercedes, guess who's on the hook for the other 70? It's you. Mr.
Personally.
Or Mrs. Customer. Yeah,
personally.
It's you.
Your
it's
bank
your,
account.
It's the equity you have in your home. It's your 401k. It's your kids' college education. It's really intimidating. So you want to protect your own assets. And by the way, normally a policy that protects you the right way is only a couple bucks more, $5-6 to get that $1 million liability umbrella policy or that high liability limit. The second big mistake we see people make is that they don't carry enough uninsured motorist coverage, right? What if somebody rear-ends you out there and they don't have insurance? Here in Cecil County, 18% of all drivers at least one day during the year have had a lapse in insurance. Well, what if they hit you on that day? Who pays for that? Well, your own policy pays for it under the uninsured motorist piece. And again, if you're driving a $70,000 Ford F-250 diesel, and someone hits you with $30,000 uninsured motorist coverage, you're out of luck on that 40K difference in your truck.
Right.
So make sure you have that right. And then the third, I think, biggest offense that we get is that all these online companies want people to waive their personal injury protection. You might
ding,
hear
ding,
it called,
ding, ding, ding.
Don't waive it, people. It's what protects you and people in your car for medical if you're hit. If you're in an accident, regardless of who's at fault, whether you're at fault or they're at fault, it's going to help you. Please don't waive it. Yes, it might save you $1.80 every 6 months, but if you have an accident, you are going to need it. So I could go on all day, but those three are kind of the biggest, most intimidating things that I see on a daily basis.
I chimed in there with the ding, 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 ding on the wave pip because we didn't rehearse this. I just want to let everybody out there know that we did not rehearse this. I don't know it with maybe the exception of the episode a month or so ago where we talked about expunging criminal records. If there has been a week in which I have not just drummed on, at least said it one time in one of these segments, do not waive PIP. And I promise you all, and you might not believe me, and I don't really care if you believe me or not, but it's true. I didn't set this up. This is coming from somebody on effectively the other side of looking at this type of coverage, it's so important. That's the biggest thing. And it brings up a good question that I explained to some of my clients, and none of them understand, is that when you waive PIP, you still pay for PIP.
Right. You can only waive it for yourself. You can't waive it for your passengers. So you still pay for it. It doesn't save you even anything. All it does is eliminate the ability for it to benefit you personally.
So if you if you've got an insurance policy, if you're out there listening and you're insured with the little green gecko, pull up that policy. Also, the Progressive, and they're a big offender. If you bought that policy online, if you scroll through that policy, you might see a waiver. And even if you didn't waive the coverage, the waiver and the option is in there. And it's going to show you, hey, we're still going to charge you like 63% of the premium or something like that. And it's a little bit different on every policy. But because if I'm a passenger in your car and you waive PIP and we get in an accident, because I didn't waive PIP, it's really complicated, but because I didn't waive PIP, your company still has to pay my PIP. That's why you still have to pay something for it. So there are people out there all day, every day. And I know not in your office, because I know that what do you got? Like, you've got hundreds of auto policies and maybe like two people who have forced you to let them waive PIP or something? Or has
that
changed?
We have almost 7,000 auto clients, and we have less than 10 in both agencies that have waived PIP. Now, this is where I'd insert my kind of philosophy on that. You can buy or not buy any coverage you want from me. My only requirement is that you absolutely understand what's going to happen at claim time. And some people want to self-insure. I'm cool with that. But to your point, there's a very, very few people, where hardly any minuscule amount of people, where that is a decision that makes sense.
That's wild. I mean, it's 7,000 auto policies and less than 10. Like, I know that's not even 1%. That's probably not even 0.5%. I don't have a calculator sitting here. That's fantastic. And that, I mean, that right there, if nothing else, is a testament to the work that you guys do and the relationship that you must have with your clients. That, I mean, it's so important. It's something that I drone on about all the time, as anybody who's listened to the show knows. It's a big thing for me, because it's how I help service my clients. And it's not even something that, if I'm representing somebody for an injury case, that I get a fee on. It's just important for me to see that those people are taken care of, because I want to make my clients better than they are when they came in. So we are up against it. We've got to take a quick break here. We are going to come back, try to take some of your questions. Give us a call or send us a text here at WHGM Gold, 410-939-9446. We are here with Steve Simmons, a State Farm agent with offices in Elkton and Aberdeen. We will be back in a few.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
This is Attorney Bowers, your accident and injury attorney, here with Bowers Law Talk in our final segment here on WHGM Gold. Thank you for tuning in. And just a quick reminder, if you didn't pick it up in the last segment, we are looking for your input for next week's Florida Man. So either text the WHGM line at the 410-939-9446. Go to our website or our firm's Facebook page and shoot us a message, either on Messenger or through the through the contact form on our webpage, with your favorite Florida man. And the one that we pick for next week is going to win that $50 gift card to Central Tavern right here on Main Street in Elkton. So we're looking forward to getting a winner involved in that and getting you a gift card to a local business. So we are back again. We are here with Steve Simmons, who has those State Farm agencies in Aberdeen and in Fairhill. We've got time for at least one caller here that we're about to get to. But before we go there, Steve, I want to have it here again for anybody who just tuned in. How does somebody reach out to you guys if they're interested in talking to you about insurance rates?
Well, if you guys are interested in contacting myself or my office, my team's amazing. You can reach us at the Elkton location at 410-398-1000. Pretty easy to remember. The Aberdeen location is 443-760-3313. Or you can always email me. It's Stephen with a PH. Yeah, my parents blessed me with the PH spelling. So it's Stephen@tristateagent.net. Stephen@tristateagent.net, or you can always contact us via Facebook or anything like that. We're at Simmons State Farm. So pretty easy to get in touch with us if you want to.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we've got a caller here that has a question about possibly shopping insurance rates and the timing of it. Jessica from Elkton, are you there, Jessica?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, good morning. So you have a question for Steve about shopping insurance rates?
Yes, I'm currently insured with Progressive, but it sounds like I would like to switch to State Farm. My policy isn't up until the beginning of next year. Should I wait or can we look into this now into switching my policy?
Now, that's a really good question, Jessica. Thanks for taking the time to call in. So for your personal insurance, so your autos and your homes, things like that, you can shop that anytime. You don't have to wait for your renewal to talk to me or my office to see if we can upgrade your service and or your rates, hopefully both. Very, very rarely is there any penalty from your current carrier, although I always add the caveat that before you make any switch, you should probably confirm with your carrier they're not going to give you a penalty. Sometimes the verbiage they use for that penalty is a short rate refund, meaning they're not going to refund you all of it or they might charge you a penalty, but that's probably less than 5% of auto policies out there. All your major carriers are going to let you switch midterm. So if you're not happy with where you are or you think you want to do a little bit better, give us a call now. Just rest assured knowing that we're going to give you the absolutely best rate we can and we'll help you answer the question as to whether or not there's any penalty with your current carrier.
Sweet. That's good information. That actually brings up a question for me. So we talked earlier in the first segment about the rates changing and going down. Other than stuff that, you know, obviously getting a speeding ticket, causing an accident or otherwise, that's going to make somebody's rates change. How often do, like if somebody wanted to call, if Jessica wanted to call and say, hey, what are the rates now? How long are those rates usually good for? How often do they change?
Well, Joe Beth, it's state specific and we're in Maryland. So we'll talk about that. Every increase in insurance rates for every company that operates in the state of Maryland has to be approved by the Maryland Insurance Commission. So for a company like State Farm, if we're going to change rates either up or down, we can apply for those twice a year. Generally, those rate changes are going to be applied for and approved in either April or in October. So those are the big pivot points as it relates to the timeline of the year where you're going to see policy rates change. The question was, how often do they change? Generally, there's a little bit of flex at each of those rate cycles, so every 6 months. But overwhelmingly, the averages are going to be between 2% and 4% in either direction. So it's really going to be nominal. Either it goes down a couple bucks or it goes up a couple bucks. That's not to say that we don't occasionally, like right now, have these huge decreases. But again, that's usually attached to some sort of really large event, like, you know, a global pandemic.
Right, right. So somebody if somebody's in a similar situation and you mentioned like 5% of the time, maybe there's like a penalty. So somebody calls you up, the rates are better, they know they're going to get better service, and they're like, hey, I want to switch. And when you're doing the digging, you're like, you know, there's going to be a penalty because you figure that out. That rate's probably going to be the same if they wait, let's say, till December or January to switch over, assuming, of course, they don't cause an accident, get a speeding ticket, do any of those other things that they cause the change in rates. Is that fair to say?
It's fair to say it would be really accurate. I mean, what we like to do in our office is we would always rerun the rate inside of 30 days from the application date. So let's say you wanted to push it out till January, like Jessica said in the call, I would rerun it again 30 days before the application. Just make sure everything still looks really good. Make sure everything is the way that it should be and then move forward. I mean, it's not a lot of work on my end to make sure it's right. And the whole idea is that we want to establish a relationship with you from the beginning of doing it right and one where you can trust us. To do what we say we're going to do. I always joke around with my team about a lot of things, but one thing I'm serious about is in insurance, we don't sell anything except a promise, right? Like we promise you we're going to do X if Y happens. And so to your point, to your question, if we start the relationship out on the right foot, that's the only way to do it. So normally what I would do is confirm the rates about 30 days before the application date just to make sure everything's right.
Fantastic. So we are about out of time here. I would like to have you throw those phone numbers out one more time. That way, if anybody didn't catch them, and we'll post it all up. And I think we've already linked to your Facebook page, on our Facebook page. But what are those numbers if somebody wants to get in touch with you guys again?
So in Elkton, you can reach us at 410-398-1000. In Aberdeen, Harford County area, you can reach us at 443-760-3313. And you can always email me at steven@tristateagent.net.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you again for coming on. It's been a pleasure. I hope you had some fun. I hope that the listeners out there heard some stuff that's useful. And maybe we'll do it again in a couple months.
It was a blast. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in here on WHGM Gold. And we will be back next week with another exciting Bowers Law Talk. And make sure you send us those Florida man so somebody can get that $50 Central Tavern gift card.